Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Radio family, good morning. It is that time. Welcome to our public affairs show. It's on our intercom stations. Thank you for tuning in right here. And thank you for spending the Saturday or Sunday morning with me, Renee Vaughn. It is Community Focus, and that opportunity to get the word out and talk about good people doing some good things in our community. Glad to have this member of our QF family back, because anytime, radio family, you are in that renter's rut and you want to do the homeowner strut, this is the gentleman you want to speak with. As I welcome back Mustafa Shabazz, Realty One, the key to your next move. Good morning, my brother. It's been a while.
Good morning. It has been too long.
I'm excited to be back
on the program again. I couldn't even sleep at night. I was kind of like the children waiting for ho-ho-ho day, you know?
It's just that exciting time.
I could not even sleep.
Thank you so much, Mustafa. And it's always a joy to talk with you and to have you on a program such as Community Focus, because I tell you, my friend, you really need to, number one, turn that into a theme song. I'm not going to ask you to sing anything this go around. I'm going to let you off the hook this
time.
All right,
that's fine.
But that was the one thing that really, I think, a lot of people were able to associate
exactly
with you, who were transitioning of getting out of living in an apartment. And for a lot of people truly wanting to be that homeowner.
Absolutely.
You're still making, as they say, Mustafa, dreams come true with home
Absolutely.
Ownership.
Yes. And I don't mind just singing that little jingle.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
if you try to get any further than that,
they're
going to turn the radio off.
Well, maybe we can have you do a little something towards the end of the program. But we'll keep our radio family attentive. And to again, thank you. Welcome back. Let's get this great conversation started as we usually do, because just about every time you and I get together, we notice there are some changes.
Yes,
and some
absolutely.
Of big changes in the home ownership, or just the market of home ownership in general. So let's start off appropriately by asking, what's the current state now of the real estate market?
The real estate market today is alive, thriving. Mm-hmm. It is doing extremely well. We have rebounded significantly from the recession that we went through, where market values plummeted. Mm-hmm. In some markets, it didn't plummet in this area. They did drop, but they didn't mm-hmm. plummet as it did in some states.
Right.
But it has rebounded, and it's alive. But it's a different market. It's mm-hmm. a different market, a market that I have never experienced before. And I speak to a lot of my other realtor friends
mm-hmm.
who are in this market, and we've never experienced a market quite like this.
Well, let me ask you, Mustafa, you've been doing this as far as being a realtor or in this line of work for how long now? Now, when you have to pause, sir, you've been doing that for a minute.
I first started doing real estate in probably 1991.
Wow.
And
that's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I've, I've done it, got out for a little while because of the market.
Right,
but,
and then went
but
back.
But I've been doing it full time for quite some time now. And,
excellent.
Got a lot of mileage.
But it's good mileage.
Seen a lot of things change.
I can only imagine.
A lot of people come and go.
Right, exactly. But good mileage, Mustafa. Good mileage. And you're so right. It is a booming market because I think for us, and I will use myself as an example, just driving around town, no matter whether it's Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Kernersville is an area where the housing market is really booming. I think just about every other corner or section of Kernersville, you see, or you're about to see, where land is being cleared and houses are going up. It's like entirely new neighborhoods are
that
about to
exactly
spring up.
Right. And this is what I was referring to when I talk about it has changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's booming. Housing industry is booming. Contractors, builders are building.
Right.
Sellers are selling. Inventory is low.
Mm.
The biggest impact to the market right now is the low inventory.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean for those that may not be familiar with that terminology?
We are in a what we call a seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
Inventory is low. The supply, we talk about supply and demand.
Right.
Basic economics 101, supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
So let me kind of go back a minute and kind of set the set the record.
Absolutely.
We went through the recession. There was foreclosures, lots of foreclosures. A lot
right.
of people lost their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of inventory on the market.
Right.
There was a lot of homes to be sold. Homes were selling at a low price because the inventory was so high.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a high inventory,
mm-hmm.
a lot of inventory, less demand, people couldn't get loans.
Mm-hmm.
People were concerned about their jobs and things that were going on.
Right.
So it flooded the market with inventory, which drove the prices down.
Okay.
Simple Econ 101, supply
mm-hmm.
and demand. When there's a lot of supply and less demand, prices drop.
Mm-hmm.
You're old enough to remember when DVDs first came out, VCRs first came out. I remember when VCRs first came out. You had to get a mortgage
to afford a VCR or
DVD because the demand was very high,
exactly.
supply was very low,
mm-hmm.
the prices were very high.
Mm-hmm.
As the market began to get infiltrated with product,
right.
the product prices came down, which is basic econ 101.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing that we experienced during the foreclosure crisis. We had so much inventory
right.
that prices dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the exact opposite of that.
Right.
The inventory is so low. Basically, right now, we have a 3.4-month supply of inventory in November of 2017 compared to 4.7-month supply in November of 2016.
Mm.
But a good supply for the area,
right.
we need to be at about 6 months supply.
Mm.
So when we get down to 3 months supply,
right.
inventory is low. So what happens when the inventory is low? Prices
go up. Right.
So prices go up. And as it relates to prices, the average price in the MLS in the Triad for 2016 in November
mm-hmm.
was $172,468. But in 2017, the average price was $186,918. So there was an 8.38% increase
mm-hmm.
in the price of homes being sold
right.
in November of 2017 versus November of 2016.
Right.
So for sellers, what that means,
mm-hmm.
that if you're looking to sell,
mm-hmm.
now is the perfect time to sell
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
market is dictating that you're going to get more for your house today than you did, at least 8% more.
Wow.
Sometimes I've seen instances where it's more than that, double digit.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing now is to go ahead and get your house on the market. Let's sell it because it is a seller's market. Inventory is low, prices are up.
And it's a great situation too, likely Mustafa. I see it at least, this is how I'm interpreting it.
Mm-hmm.
One or two ways. The timing, especially as we're getting really towards the end of 2017, and a great opportunity to jumpstart a new year for an individual, because everybody's case, as you no doubt know, because you deal with so many various individuals who are in the market of selling their home. It could be a single individual. It could be a married a couple. It could be all kinds of different scenarios.
Correct.
That you deal with on a daily basis. But again, the timing, and especially going into the tax season, as a lot of people are preparing to get that done and going to their nearest tax preparer. And so when we hear numbers like this, and thank you for crunching it in such a way with which we all can understand, it really is a good time if you are in the market to sell your home.
It is a great time. It is a great time to sell your home. And another thing that I really want to emphasize is that there are a lot of people that think about putting their homes on the market in the spring.
Right.
We talk about the spring market, and the spring market is typically the time where more homes are being sold, more houses are being put on the market, and the spring market is typically booming.
Mm-hmm.
But now is actually the best time to put it on the market if you're looking to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that there's not as many people looking.
Right.
But also there's not as many people putting their homes on the market. So your competition is less.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
So you don't have as many people to compete with, as many homes to compete with as it relates to sellers.
Right.
But the buyer's market is still active enough and strong enough that it would warrant homes being sold or put on the market at the present time. Actually, right now, in November of this year, you have an idea what the average day on market is?
No, I have no clue. But I know you're going to fill us in.
28 days.
Really?
Average day on market is 28 days.
That's just a little over 3 weeks.
I mean, it is crazy. I've never seen anything like this before. So what happens in a lot of instances, homes are selling the day they hit the market or a week after they've hit the market. They're creating so much activity once they hit the market because the buyers are still out there. They're still looking, but the inventory is so low that as soon as it hits the market, people are flocking to these homes. And oftentimes they're going under contract on the very first day they go on the market. Another thing that I really, really need to emphasize is that you had to be very proactive in terms of trying to buy in this market.
Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, if you're going to put a contract, an offer on a home, you're not the only one.
Good point.
There are 3 or 4 other people that's competing for that same price. This is what's driving the prices up because it may be listed at one price, but if you got 3 or 4 buyers that's trying to get the same home, then the seller is going to take the highest and best offer, and oftentimes that offer is higher than the list price.
Wow.
So it's an incredibly different market. One that I've never experienced before.
And that was going to be my next question.
Wow. You know, I've never experienced a market quite like this. Yeah. A true, what we would call a true seller's market.
Wow. And in all the years and all that mileage in which you have been in the real estate business, to know, Mustafa, that this really is, again, as you mentioned, the best time to do it. And for someone who is listening to us right here, right now, on the weekend edition of Community Focus, I don't think the timing for this information could have been better. So thank you very much. Well, we're going to pick up with that, not only re-emphasizing why now is a good time for sellers to put their homes on the market, but here's the question I'm going to ask you when we come back from break. If now is a good time for sellers, is it a bad time for buyers? So that's what we're going to look into for the second half of the program. But in the meantime, it is so good to have this brother back. Mustafa Shahbaz, again, with Realty One, the key to your next move. Do you mind singing the first half of that jingle? I was going to wait to the end of the show. But you said you didn't mind doing
Get
the homeowner strut.
Out of that rental rut. Learn to do the homeowner strut.
Like that. Not pitchy, dog. Not pitchy at all. Nicely done. Mustafa, so good to have you back, my friend.
It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much. And wonderful to have your company as well, Radio Family. We indeed have much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We're coming back after break.
Right.
More of the weekend edition of Community Focus back from commercial break. And thank you for being with us. And welcome back if you've been with us since the beginning of the program. If you're just joining us, the timing is also good. Thank you, Radio Family, for listening here on our intercom station. station Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'm Renee Vaughn, along with Mustafa Shabazz with Realty One, the key to your next move. So, Mustafa, as we are officially returning for more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, we had a little economy one-on-one, if you will. High inventory typically equals less demand when we talk about a flooded market. And especially when we speak on a subject a lot of us can relate to when it comes to supply and demand of really anything.
Anything. That's correct.
But when we particularly are talking about home ownership, and we've got individuals likely listening to us here on the show who either are looking to sell their home and some who are looking to buy a home.
Correct.
They're looking to make changes. And it can be anything. It could be you have a family that's growing. You have perhaps a family that has grown up and they've moved out of the house and you're probably looking to downsize. So everybody's situation is going to be completely different. And that's the great thing about working with you and the knowledge that you have. And thank you so much for sharing that knowledge with us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I said before the break, now is a good time for sellers to put their homes on the market. One, you don't have as many people.
That's exactly right.
As you mentioned. Because that is that less competition that one has to deal with. So as I promise, coming back from break, if now is a good time for sellers, is it a bad time for buyers?
That is a very good question to ask, Renee.
Thank you.
And the answer to that is it is never a bad time to buy. It is never a bad time to secure that investment for your family, because for most people, particularly people in the middle income brackets, the lower income brackets, or typically anyone really, real estate is the by far the number one best investment vehicle of all times. Most millionaires, most people who accrue or gain financial independence, do so, and they use real estate as a vehicle to do so. Okay. And if you're going to secure your family's future as far as financially, some type of financial stability, then real estate is by far the best vehicle in order to do that. As I mentioned earlier, the average price of homes in the market this year versus last year has risen 8.38%. That's an 8.38% growth in your equity. Now, you tell me, where can you go? What bank, what federal savings and loan, what institution can you go to put your money in on a weekly, a monthly, on a monthly basis and accrue 8% return on your investment? Tell me where.
I can't think of any place. Now, that's just me.
So the point is, it's still a great investment vehicle for your family, to secure your family. And, of course, it's not going to continue to grow at that rate.
Right.
But overall, over a period of time, it's going to appreciate. The value of your home is going to appreciate. You're going to be able to either pull that equity out, use it for college education for your children, use it to move up into a bigger home or whatever.
Right.
Whatever your goals, your financial goals may be in the future, the best vehicle for investing in your future is real estate. As opposed to paying rent and investing in the future of somebody else.
Right.
Because you're fueling their investment vehicle, because that's their investment vehicle and you're making it work for them. What are you going to do to make it work
for you? And that's the key, Mustafa. And just a wonderful way of explaining it, because one thing that I don't think I've had the opportunity to mention to you before, outside of our great conversations whenever we can get together here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, is to, and this is where the advent of social media plays such a large part, because I've had an opportunity to see through some of your personal posts when you're working with individuals, you're working with your clients, and just to see the expression on their faces, to look at the background, and whether you're standing in the main walkway of the home, or you're in the kitchen area, or you're in one of the main bedrooms, or even if you're in the backyard, just the fact that that individual is saying, all of this is mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's quite a feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
There's nothing that I felt that I've done in my adult life.
Right.
It gives me the satisfaction mm-hmm. that putting people in homes.
In homes.
Does.
And it's such an elated feeling, whether you're a first time home buyer, which we may have a large group listening to us this morning, Mustafa, who are saying that as we are counting down the remaining days of 2017, they're likely saying, I want 2018, or I want the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
or if it's not right at the beginning, in the middle, whenever the timeline is for that individual and their families, that they want to make it happen where they are getting out of that renter's rut.
Exactly.
And they're getting into the homeowner's
strut.
Absolutely. Now, we touched on this a little bit earlier. I was mentioning, Mustafa, speaking of the end of the year, this is also the time where we're getting into not only a new year, but a new tax season. So will the proposed new tax bill impact new home ownership? And if so, then how?
It's going to impact it. And how significantly or how it impacts mm-hmm. it is determined by what that final bill looks like. So
gotcha.
There are proposed changes that are being proposed,
mm-hmm.
but it's not final.
Right.
So what I would really like to emphasize to people who are out here listening, the time is now. Let's make a move.
Mm-hmm.
Because just as there is one something that may be in that package, in that tax package
right.
that will put a hurdle
mm-hmm.
in your path,
mm-hmm.
there's something else that's been designed to clear that hurdle.
Right.
So there are things that are out here, there are programs out here that will help home buyers get over that hurdle and find alternatives
right.
to whatever may be proposed.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a professional that works in the field who understand mm-hmm. how everything is transitioning.
Exactly.
So that we can counter that transition mm-hmm. with something more positive.
That's an excellent point, because when we talk about going into changes or transitioning, and I think of the difference between the Obama administration and now with the Trump administration, because with President Obama, there was that incentive for first-time home buyers.
That's correct.
To encourage them to, if they were, whether it was a seller or a buyer's market, here was an opportunity with which to have a certain dollar amount that individual could have.
Exactly.
Towards purchasing that home. Now that we have the Trump administration, of course, obviously different changes. But when you have a person like a tax preparer or an individual that does that, there really is, and it makes me think of you, that between what that tax preparer does and what you do as a realtor, those changes and how important it is to stay abreast and atop, I think that's the word I'm looking for, to those changes that are happening, because that's what's going to benefit us the most as a homeowner, is taking advantage of every little opportunity, like right here on this public affairs show, to get the needed information so that if that person does want to transition from an apartment to actually having a home of their own, it's really important that person, just like you or that tax preparer does, stay abreast of any changes that may be taking place.
That is absolutely right. And one of the things I really want to emphasize is that I have partners.
Mm-hmm.
I have lender partners. I have accountant partners. I have people that I get information from that right. I partner with
right.
so that we can put together the right product, the mm-hmm. right package mm-hmm. for individuals.
Right, exactly.
Everyone is different. Everyone's very situation true. Is different. Mm-hmm. There are different credit scores. There are different mm-hmm. Jobs. There are different needs
right.
as it relates to your financials. I had a young man call mm-hmm. me this morning right before I came here
yeah.
and was asking me, well, what about a conventional loan? Because he's already been pre-approved for FHA.
Okay.
But he said, well, what about a conventional loan?
Right.
I said, this is what happens. I partner you with the lender
mm-hmm.
who looked at your total financial package, your credit score, your amount of money that you bring in, your debt to income ratios.
Right.
They look at your total package and determine what is the best loan for you based yeah. on your circumstances.
Exactly.
And if they said FHA as opposed to conventional,
mm-hmm.
then FHA is the way that you need to go.
Yeah.
because we've already predetermined based on your circumstances what's the best product for you.
Right.
Now, I really want to emphasize something that I really, really want to put out there. And I want you, everyone, to listen closely and attentively to what I'm getting ready to say.
Yes, sir.
If you know anyone that works in a medical profession that is not a doctor, that could be a nurse practitioner, a CNA, mm-hmm. a dental hygienist, a physical therapist, a speech therapist, right. whatever field they're in, as long as it's in the medical profession, mm-hmm. they need to call me. You need to have them call me because there is a product out here that's available for people in the medical profession that's designed specifically for people in the medical profession where the down payment is less than FHA, there's no mortgage insurance, you only have to have a 620 credit score. It is an absolutely fabulous, fantastic product. You need to put on your thinking caps, you need to dig deep into your database, and you need to think about anyone that you know that is in the medical field, and you need to have them call or text me.
Well, let's get that number so we can get your phone ringing off the hook, my friend. Share the number with me.
That number is 336-986-0695.
All right, 336-986-0695.
Correct. Or you can find me on the web. If you go to our company website, it's realtyonetriad.com. That's Realty, R-E-A-L-T-Y-O-N-E. T-R-I-A-D, RealtyOneTriad.com, and you can find me there as well. But take this number down. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it slowly. 336-986-0695. Either call or text mm-hmm. to that number, and I will respond. I would prefer a text with your name so that I can call you back. Typically, when I do this, I get 20, 30, 40
yes.
people responding, and I can't answer the phone that quickly. It's easier if you would text me mm-hmm. your information along with your name. That way, I can get back with you in
Absolutely.
A timely manner.
Absolutely. And for anybody, radio family, especially if this is your first time tuning in and hearing Mustafa on the weekend edition of Community Focus, let me tell you, this gentleman returns text messages and calls in a very timely fashion. But Mustafa, again, we want to emphasize, this is for individuals in the medical field who are not doctors.
Yeah, who are not doctors. That is correct.
Right. Very good. Speaking of, let's take this opportunity to, again, welcome those of you joining us. The weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our intercom stations. And definitely wonderful company with you, radio family, and members of our Community Focus family. Mustafa Shahbaz, again, returning to the program with Realty One, the key to your next move. Speaking of realty in general and home ownership, mm-hmm. Mustafa, what are you basically finding that most people are looking for in their average home? Because everybody's styles and taste are going to be different.
That is correct, Renee. But what I'm finding right now that most people are looking for at least three bedrooms mm-hmm. and at least two full bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So what you have in the market, you have a lot of homes out here that have one bathroom or one and a half bathroom.
Right.
In the industry, we call that functionally obsolete.
Okay.
Basically, it's a dinosaur.
Wow. Yeah, don't find too many homes like that.
Even if it's a single individual or mm-hmm. someone who maybe have one child,
right?
That second bathroom is almost automatic. People
definitely.
They want that
right.
second full bathroom.
Very true.
You know, we got the holidays coming up and people coming in. You got people visiting. If you got a home and you got people coming in and visiting,
yeah,
you want your own
bathroom.
You don't want everybody going into your bathroom.
Do you know how frustrating? I'm sure somebody's shaking their head right now saying, speak on it.
The biggest thing that I run into is mm-hmm. like, I got to have two bathrooms. I don't want everybody using my bathroom.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So,
or taking up that time because some people are a little slower than others. Just
It's a change in demand.
It is.
It's a change in functionality.
Right.
People want to have that that excess that extra bathroom.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's important.
Right. And nice to know, especially with a lot of your modern homes, that's becoming the standard. That's the norm.
It is the norm.
Like you said, with most people.
Yeah. So not, to not have it is what I'll say is functionally obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Now, in addition to that, too, Mustafa, do most people prefer either single level or split level with upstairs, downstairs? Again, another preference choice.
It's a preference, but basically it depends on age.
Definitely.
Typically, your older buyers don't want to do stairs.
Stairs, exactly.
They're starting to have problems with knees cracking.
And I can already relate to that myself now.
So can I. You're going up the stairs and your knees are cracking.
Right.
Like, oh, Lord, more flight of stairs.
Flight steps, exactly.
You know, so typically what I find is that your senior citizens or people that are baby boomers,
right.
Baby boomer generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're typically wanting either no stairs or a main level master.
Right.
So if it's a two story, they want a main level master where they don't have to climb stairs.
Absolutely.
If they don't want to.
Right. Very
but,
true.
Yeah. But millennials, they really don't matter. They're energetic, young, they're full of energy, they still got string in their
stuff.
So they can go up and downstairs and that's not a problem.
At least another 10, 20 years easily. But two, speaking of preference, and especially Mustafa, and we were talking about this even before we got our conversation on the air started, was the fact that we have been dealing with some cold weather. And I'm pretty sure this time of year, and when we talk about the winter season, most people don't want to go outside and crank up a car when it's 20 some degrees outside.
That is true.
So very likely you have individuals that are preferring to have a garage.
And believe me, from experience, it makes a difference.
Difference. Absolutely.
Not having to go and start that car and wait for it to warm up and brave the elements. But the thing about it, and this is what most people don't quite get, and I'm hoping that I can get the message across and it can sink in.
Right.
That if you're paying $700, $800, $900, $1,000 in rent, you can own a home.
Very true.
You can own a home, and that the price of homes, even though it has gone up, there are still affordable alternatives out here where you can get a 3-bedroom home, two car garage for about as much as what you're paying for in rent.
Wow.
So why not? Why not?
Absolutely.
Why not own?
Definitely. And with that too, Mustafa, and this is in addition to, by the way, Radio Family, if you didn't get that number the first go round, we're going to repeat it right here. 336-986-0695, or you want to go to on the World Wide Web, www.realty1, and spell out the number, O-N-E, realty1triad.com. We were mentioning earlier, Mustafa, about this great incentive or program for individuals that are in the medical field. Again, if he or she is not a doctor, what other programs are out there to help potential homeowners if this is a seller's market?
There are a lot of alternatives for buyers. There are programs out here where there are no down payment, no closing costs, no mortgage insurance. You don't have to have perfect credit. Mm-hmm. There are programs out here that's not even credit score driven.
Wow.
It's not even based on a credit score.
How many people, when they hear that, whether it's on a program like Community Focus or they hear that from you directly, what's their initial reaction? Because if you can just see the look on my face, because that's the first time I'm hearing about various programs like this.
Well, a lot of times they hear about this and it's unbelievable. You know, you hear if it sounds too good to be true, you know, you got to be wary of it. And I was with this particular program I'm referencing right now, is that I just didn't believe it'd be true when I first found out about it. And I've been working with this program over 10 years.
Wow.
But it is a program that there's no down payment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no closing costs.
Mm.
There's no mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have perfect credit.
Mm.
So it's a great alternative. There are so many alternatives out here.
Definitely.
You've got money that's getting ready to be funded again.
Mm-hmm.
They've run out of funds for this year, for 2017, but North Carolina Housing Finance is getting ready to re-up their supply of funds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's funds are available for down payment assistance, 3% or 5%. You choose whichever one you want to help you with the down payment. So there are a lot of alternatives out here, and most times a lot of people that may be thinking about looking don't know about these alternatives. I had a young lady that I called the other day. She was an intranet lead. I called her. She said she's looking to do something in a year, but she's waiting to save somewhere between $10,000 to $15,000. I said, why wait? And why do you think you need $10,000 to $15,000? Why do you think you need that much money?
Right.
It's just what I've been told. I said, well, who have you been talking to? was my next question.
Right.
You know, but so she definitely did not need $10,000 to $15,000 to put down on a home. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people that indicate they want to put large sums of money into a home.
But that's not necessary.
That is not necessary. When you're buying real estate and you're trying to buy a home, you want to use as less of your cash as possible. You want to keep your cash liquid, so that you can have access to it when you need to. If you can borrow 95%, 98%, even 100% to purchase that home and not have to have any out-of-pocket expenses, you want to limit your out-of-pocket expenses as much as you possibly can so that you can keep your cash liquid so that you can use it in other areas.
Absolutely. In areas where usually 9 times out of 10, situations, as they say, we always have those unforeseen circumstances, Mustafa, where something comes up, but we don't have the finances
That's exactly right.
With that, and I think you've already partially answered, and feel free to expand on this, my friend. What advice do you have for anyone wanting to own, especially going into 2018?
The best advice that I can give you is to first set a goal. Set a goal, and then secondly, get with a real estate professional like myself. Call me, text me. Let's sit down and let's implement a plan to reach your goal. We want it to be a workable goal, something that's attainable, something that we can measure. We need measurable goals in order to attain home ownership, not just a wish or, you know, you know, we just don't want to wish that it'll happen. No, we have to set attainable goals, and we need to have specific steps that we need to do to attain that goal.
Right. This is a goal that is actually tangible. It's within reach.
So what I do with a client is I tell them, I say, get out your phone, turn it to the selfie mode. And most people do selfies. They understand what a selfie is. Right. I say, we need a financial selfie. I need a picture of your financial situation. So we're going to take a financial selfie, and that selfie needs to be taken by a lender. It may not be the lender that we're going to use, but I need that picture.
Right.
Once we get that picture, then we can set specific attainable goals based on where you are.
I like
but
that
word, attainable.
But if we
don't know where we are, we don't know what we need to do to get to the goal. So we need that selfie. We need that financial selfie. Take that picture so that we can see where we are and we can be specific as to what we need to do.
Right. So not only tangible, Radio Family, but a situation in which that goal is accessible.
Exactly.
Yes. And attainable.
That's the other
word that comes to mind. Now, you touched on this too a little bit, Mustafa, and this may be the last question of the morning. I can't believe the time has gone by so fast, which of course only means, my friend, we're going to get you back on another show here on Community Focus, especially as we're about to jumpstart a new year. But the question is this: what if a person is credit challenged? How can they get the help to overcome that obstacle?
That's a very good question, Renee. And as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, once we get that selfie, that financial picture of where you are, then we can take the steps that's necessary in order to get you where you need to be. Part of my Part of my toolbox.
That's a good word.
Part of what is also in my toolbox, which consists of people. I have a toolbox just like a mechanic has a toolbox or a carpenter. They have their tools. I have my tools as well. My tools consist of people.
Yes. I like that.
And I have within my toolbox a credit repair expert, a credit consultant. I don't say credit, a credit consultant who can consult and meet with you and talk with you and show you how to move your credit score from one point to the next point that will make you credit worthy enough to get a home mortgage.
That is a nice analogy, Mustafa, and to encourage our listeners here on the weekend edition of Community Focus that if you don't already have that toolbox when it comes to home ownership, now it's never too late to get started on one. And if you already do, just continue to maintain that toolbox, if you will. As always, my friend, you did a fabulous job. Again, Radio Family, outside of the questions that I ask, if you have any, this gentleman is making himself readily available. Text messages are preferred. Calls, he'll still take those as well. But either way, if you haven't already, take the number down. We're going to repeat it again, Mustafa. 336-986-0695, realty1triad.com. And again, spell the one out as O-N-E. Any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to share here on Community Focus?
Yes, one thing I would like to share with everyone, particularly those who are renters. Get out of that rental rut. Learn to do the homeowner strut.
You do that so well, my friend. Mustafa, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is all mine. I enjoy it every single time. And you know what, too, Mustafa? I'm looking forward to those selfies.
I am, too.
Yes, so I will look for you next time on social media and I can say, yep, that individual took advantage of their toolbox and got in contact with you. And it will be wonderful to see that person as the owner of a new home.
It would be great.
Or an existing home.
It would be
absolutely
great.
Just like it's going to be great to get you on the next edition of Community Focus.
I look forward to being back.
Likewise.
I enjoy it too.
And likewise with you, Radio Family, I know a lot of you are also continually doing some fantastic things in our community. By all means, just as Mustafa does, you keep up the great work as well. And Mustafa, you know with me, there are no goodbyes, so just until next time.
Peace, my sister, until we see each other again.
That's right. And likewise for you, Radio Family, indeed, until that next time. Thanks for the fine company, as we do bring another weekend edition of Community Focus to a close for now. So do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Until we do chat again, take care.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.